We've just confirmed what many feared, and what the Bureau hoped would never see daylight. The FBI has been caught red-handed deleting digital evidence tied to the Charlie Kirk assassination. Not speculation, not hearsay, hard proof. Eyewitness footage, metadata, archive backups gone. Servers wiped, accounts erased, links redirected into nothingness. And if this was just a routine investigation, if there was really nothing to hide, then why are they doing this? Why pave over the crime scene at Utah Valley University within days? Why silence over 3,000 people under a gag order? Why ban the investigation into a foreign intelligence agency linked to the assassination by Bureau agents? Why purge the internet itself to make sure no trace remains of Erica Kirk's ties to an orphanage credibly accused of trafficking children to Israel? The FBI isn't just deleting data, they're rewriting reality in real time. And once you see what they're erasing, it's going to shock you to your core. Today's video is brought to you by VP.net, the only VPN I trust to protect my privacy from the deep state. VP.net is built to block deep state actors from spying on you. Their military-grade hardware is impenetrable. Signing up to their service also helps to keep my show on the air. Visit vp.net/TPV to find out more. Right now, as you're hearing this, Kash Patel's FBI is moving to take down archive.today, also known as archive.is and archive.fo, one of the last independent archive sites left on the web, under the pretext of copyright law. That's the cover story. But the truth is about memory holding inconvenient information. Now, if that sounds familiar, it should. They pulled the exact same play a decade ago when they went after Kim.com and Mega. Remember that? The headline said it was about piracy, but in reality, it was about control. It was about silencing platforms that gave people dangerous information about the elites and their crimes. And that's exactly why the elites want it gone. Because archive.today preserves the evidence of their crimes. The receipts they can't afford the public to see. And if it goes down, so does our history.
So dead internet theory has been around for quite a long time. Probably long before the internet was actually dead. And it's this theory that over time, there will be increasing amounts of literal robotic content, and then also kind of like astroturfed fake content, you know, like one guy running 100 accounts. And the theory is that eventually there will be almost no real human back and forth on the internet, that it's actually kind of just propaganda and counter-propaganda playing out on a stage for our benefit by moneyed interests, whether it's corporations, the government, foreign adversaries. And, you know, there might be a few people in the mix, but it's primarily going to be just robots arguing with each other. And I think that more and more it's becoming true. I
mean, well, it's getting close. Like that FBI analyst that when Elon was in the middle of buying Twitter,
yep,
who looked at all the different bots and, you know, what they were trying to say was 5%. He said, no, I think it's 80.
Yep.
If you've been around long enough, you felt it. The internet is changing. Years ago, you could type a question into a search bar and actually find someone, a real human, who'd lived it, written about it, and discussed it in a forum. Now, you get bots, corporate lies, and propaganda, all carefully filtered through algorithms designed to protect the elite. Meanwhile, Israel and the FBI are quietly censoring anything that implicates them in the Charlie Kirk assassination, laundering the truth through fact-checkers and PR spin, until the evidence disappears entirely. And the FBI's crackdown on independent archives is the next step. The final purge of the real web.
I want to get into a theory. We talk about conspiracy theories coming true a lot. One of the conspiracy theories is what's called the dead internet theory. It's been going around for a long time, over a decade on the internet. And you go to Forbes, and Forbes actually wrote about this, just to explain what this is to the audience. And this is, they say, the dead internet theory is a belief that the vast majority of internet traffic, posts, and users have been replaced by bots and AI-generated content, and that people no longer shape the direction of the internet. So that questions, who's shaping the direction of the internet?
Who is shaping the direction of the internet? Who is controlling the narrative? To understand who rules over you, ask who you're not allowed to criticize. And ask why anybody speaking about Israel feels the need to declare they're not suicidal.
We understand why speech is considered so dangerous, why the ADL creates a list that features people like Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA and Candace Owens. Why speech is so dangerous is because if it carries truth, it speaks to power. And power is not truth. Power at this moment is a lie. It is a carefully woven lie everywhere, rigged against all of us. That is why I say the action that you can take, right? Don't feel hopeless. Understand they're actually panicking right now, because you have to understand it is dangerous what's happening right now. It's a dangerous game. And we're playing with dangerous people. And if it ever needed to be said, I am certainly not suicidal. I'm angry. I'm angry at people that are homicidal, is really what's happening. And enough is enough. And if we are not brave enough to speak out, if we are not brave enough to take that action.
Let's talk about what memory holding means. It's a term straight out of Orwell's 1984, the act of rewriting history in real time. When an article vanishes, when a politician's old speech gets deleted, when the scandal disappears from the search results, that's a modern memory hole. And archive.today was the antidote. It captured everything. The posts before they were fact-checked, the documents before they were scrubbed, the exposés before the journalists mysteriously changed their tune. Archive.org, the Wayback Machine, used to do this too. But now, they comply with takedown requests. They censor, they obey. Archive.today didn't. And that's why it's being destroyed by the elite power structure. Because right now, the FBI isn't just covering up the Charlie Kirk assassination, they're erasing the digital crime scene. The footage, the eyewitness accounts, the archived pages, wiped. And the few backups that remain are being hunted down one by one.
So it started off where I got in contact, I was talking to someone at the local field office there in my local state. And then it jumped up a few levels. Then I was talking to someone on like the national level. That person had called me back and they had said, because this was your friend, I think it's best that you erase the video from your phone because it's just going to give you PTSD. And then called it another time to ask if I had erased it. That was the first time that I felt like it was even right to post these videos. That was on my other account that was gone. And just was removed after 5 years of building it.
If archive.today goes down, thousands of deep dives vanish forever. Pizzagate threads, intelligence leaks, financial corruption trails, child trafficking networks, everything. And what's worse, when the archive disappears, so does the proof that any of it ever existed. This is the final step of digital erasure. Not just deleting the truth, but deleting the proof that the truth ever existed. Stay tuned, because after the break, we're exposing the machinery behind the cover-up. And once you understand it, you'll understand why people are being killed over this. If you or anybody you know owns a home in America, you urgently need to listen to this. There's an epidemic of online scammers stealing home titles, and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one simple document, use a fake notary stamp, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name without you ever knowing. It's terrifyingly simple. And then they take out loans using your equity and sometimes even sell your property. But here's the scary bit. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. When was the last time you checked on your home title? If the answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so that you can find out today if you're already a victim. Use my promo code TPV at HomeTitleLock.com and you'll receive a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. I've already passed this information on to family and friends who own homes in the US, and it's been a lifesaver for many of them. So please visit HomeTitleLock.com today and use promo code TPV. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code TPV. The First Amendment is under attack. Foreign adversaries, disguised as allies, have seized control of our government, and the FBI is now their weapon. They're using information itself as a tool of war, rewriting, censoring, erasing. And anybody who dares to speak about it knows exactly how dangerous that is.
If I do die, by the way, it was definitely someone who was in favor of Israel, maybe the Israeli government itself.
I just want to be clear. Anything happens to me, blame the Zionists. Like 1,000% blame the Zionists.
I would never take my own life. I would never take my own life. Okay? You hear that, Israel? I would never take my own life.
she feels the need to publicly clarify that she is not suicidal. She wrote, "I am not suicidal, and I'm one of the happiest and healthiest people that you will meet. And if something happens to me, I ask you all to find out which foreign government or powerful people would take heinous actions."
Americans in their hearts believe Israel did it. Yeah. They have that reputation.
That's right.
They have an assassination reputation unlike any other nation on the face of the earth.
The elites are getting desperate, and the games they're playing are now next level dirty. If you're digging for the truth, if you're researching the topics they've marked off limits, you need to anonymize yourself online. Go to vp.net/TPV and check out the next generation of privacy tech, built for people who refuse to be silenced. Because make no mistake, you are under attack. And in this war for information, nothing is off the table. Here's NIST C with Charlie Kirk eyewitness Skylar Bard, revealing that archived evidence is now being scrubbed and Google is now actively deleting evidence linking Israel to the assassination.
When I tried to replicate people's searches, like nothing would come up. Like everything was erased. And I know stuff has been getting erased from the internet. Like there was a webpage that I personally had archived, and I double checked to see that it was archived, and now it's gone. Like,
my phone was acting weird, coincided with like, nothing was like getting deleted. It was just like, it would freeze randomly and it would do different stuff. And So I wouldn't know if it was because like I had a phone call with a radio station from Israel. I had a phone call with a radio station from Israel. I had a phone call with a radio station from Israel. And I was like, was that actually like Mossad calling me and they were like planting a bug on my phone or something?
Wait, a radio station from Israel called you?
Yeah. Weird, huh?
When?
Around that time.
To do what? To interview?
To do an interview. Yeah. Just ask me about my experience.
Oh, that's crazy.
Right? That's what I thought too. I thought it was weird. And then like the more weird thing is that like they've like ghosted me since then. I'm like, hey, can I hear the story? I'm like, crickets. I'm like, huh. I wonder if I was just talking to like intelligence or something. But because they like at the end of the interview, they asked me some weird things too. They were like, what do people like you or people in your circles think about Israel? And do they think that Israel was involved? I'm like,
that's what they asked you?
Yeah.
So your phone was doing weird stuff after that
phone call.
The Mossad has warned that Americans who criticize Israel online are fair game in their existential battle for survival. Now, Netanyahu isn't hiding it anymore. He's declared war on Americans in the digital space. Israel are the vanguard of the elite's endgame. Digital ID, central databases, and total surveillance. All monitored and controlled from above. We have to fight back. Here's how. First, understand the battlefield. The war isn't being fought with bombs or tanks. It's being fought with data. Your data. Your movements, your conversations, your finances, your passwords, your identity. Hoovered up and stored in databanks. Run by people who've declared war on you. And here's what they really don't want you to know. The most popular VPNs in the world, ExpressVPN, CyberGhost, and Private Internet Access, have been bought out by Cape Technologies, an Israeli company closely linked to Mossad. Cape's roots trace back to CrossRider, a malware distributor notorious for hijacking people's devices, and its staff packed with Israeli former intelligence agents. We're talking about veterans of Unit 8200, Israel's NSA on steroids, and the Dovdedan Unit, Israel's undercover death squad. These are the people you're paying to protect your privacy. It's not just a sick joke, it's a punchline, and they're laughing at you. If you're paying for a legacy VPN, cancel your subscription right now. Because in 2025, trust isn't enough anymore. But a breakthrough has arrived. One that changes everything. Just like blockchain revolutionized finance by cutting out the middlemen, cryptographic networking is about to do the same for online privacy, and wipe out the corrupt and infiltrated VPN industry. VP.net was created in 2025. Built from the ground up to be verifiable, transparent, and unstoppable. Legacy VPNs say trust us not to log, trust us not to monitor you. VP.net says don't trust us, verify. Unlike legacy VPNs, every connection is protected by a mathematically verifiable cryptographic shield. So no third party, not even VP.net itself, can see or log your data. So if the government comes knocking, and trust me they do, VP.net has nothing to hand over. No logs, no user data, nothing. even if somebody put a gun to their head, they'd walk away empty-handed. Head over to vp.net/TPV and see for yourself. VP.net is superior tech. It's fast, it's unhackable. And for our viewers, it's just $5 a month. A small price to pay to stay protected on the new digital battlefield. Protect yourself today. Join the movement at vp.net/TPV and shut Big Brother's eyes for good. And here's the best part. Your membership doesn't just protect you. It helps fund the world's first open source, independently audited privacy network, powered by the people, not corporations. Join the movement at vp.net/TPV. Don't trust, verify.